years ago, on Monday, women get all the dirty clothes together and then do the
wash.
Okay. What about, do you ever see a people do their wash in a real old-fashioned way?
Mm-hmm.
How would they do that?
Well, my grandmother used to do it in a big old black wash pot. They would build a fire under it, you know, and get the water real hot and wash in this big black wash pot.
This is your mother's mother?
My mother's mother.
Did she live with y'all?
No, we lived with her when I was a child.
Did you ever try to do the wash in that way?
No. I don't remember. She must have done it like that when I was just a little bitty girl, because I don't remember too much about it. But I know she did do it that way, because I've heard them, you know, say it.
What about after they get the clothes washed and dried, then they do the
clothes washed and dried? The ironing.
Did you ever see her do that in a real old
fashion? Yes.
How would
they hand these big old heavy, heavy irons, and they would heat them on the stove, and then they would run and iron while it was real hot.
That seems like it would be so dangerous to me. Like, if you dropped it,
yeah. Have you ever lifted one yourself? They're heavy.
And they didn't have any sort of insulation. What would you do, just wrap a rag?
Just put a hot pad over the top of it. Now, the top of it didn't really get that hot. It was a kind of a wooden, some of them had wooden handles, and if they had an iron handle, of course, you had to, you know, put something over it. But they were terribly, terribly heavy.
Nowadays, you could send your clothes to the
washateria.
Okay. Or what would you call a building, a place in town where they...
Cleaners.
And talking about the, what could you call washing and ironing together?
Just say
you
had
to do
the laundry.
Did people used to use the word laundry?
You mean back when I was a child? Uh-huh. Not as much as they do now.
What did they say when you were a child?
Mostly that they just had to do the wash.
Okay. And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and
a nail and a hammer.
Okay. I took the hammer and I worked the nail in.
Hammered the nail.
Or I got in my car and I went to town.
Drove.
Okay. And you say, he has never what a car.
Driven.
And you say he doesn't know how to
drive.
And you know, in some houses you have, maybe this house has a whole house, anyway, boards that lap over each other like this. They used to be boards, sometimes it's
on the outside? This house has aluminum siding.
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for siding?
What type of siding are you talking about?
Well, if it's specifically made out of wood, you know, like they used to do. Would you ever hear called flat board or weatherboarding or anything like that?
No.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to, you'd ask somebody to
shut the door.
And a building that's used for storing wood, we call that
used for storing wood? A woodshed?
What about for tools?
Tool house.
And a long time ago, before people had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets in and out?
John.
Okay. Any other names for them?